I told you guys how people always ask who are the angels behind the virtual recordings, like the voices they hear, because your voices are healing people and redeeming them. And I always like when you're not in the camera because you are normal. Do you understand? You are worshiping with reckless abandon. Nobody's looking at you. You're not camera conscious. I love that. So as much as possible, we should try achieving that. You know, don't be camera conscious. It's just supposed to be a rehearsal. So I'm doing an interview and of myself, by myself. Because I'm not big on social media. I'm not big on putting my life out there. I know a lot of people, sometimes I laugh, you know, at some questions. Are you guys recording? You can. It's fine. You know, I laugh at some questions where people ask and the answers they have come up with regarding me. You know, they put out the question and then they come up with what they think because they can't find anything. I love it. I love the fact that I can go to the market, nobody knows me. Because you can almost not tell I'm the one. I can walk by the street, buy corn. I still do all of those. I love that life. And I do believe that you can be in the public and still be very private. Everyone needs that. The real things happen in the private. Do you understand? Not in the public. So I like that life, you know. And so there are questions that have been asked. I wasn't released to do any interview because the Lord didn't let me, right? And I think it was in 2020 that He said, you can. And basically putting the information that is necessary. That information that is not necessary. It's not your business what I'm doing, you know. I'm not sinning, I can't. You know, but it's not your business. Leave me. I have a life outside of TV. Everybody has a life outside of TV, outside of Instagram, outside of Facebook, YouTube. You have a normal life. And I love that life. I don't want it complicated for any reason. And so that's why the information I put out there, I'm deliberate about. Right? So I'm doing the interview. So this is supposed to be a rehearsal, seeing how we rehearse behind the scene. But Mr. Gift decided that, why don't we just bless the people with a song? And honestly, he was speaking from the spirit, because normally our rehearsals, if we let them out, they are good enough to heal the sick. You agree? Because I believe strongly, whatever you cannot let out in rehearsal cannot come out on stage or before people. Whatever you don't touch, you know, during rehearsal, you know, there are people that just say, let's just rehearse, we'll go get them when we reach there. Sometimes, you know if you get them, right? So whatever we don't touch, so I always love our rehearsals. Sometimes I wish I record them because they are powerful. They are unhindered. You know, they carry the weight of God because we are just before our Maker, right? So it's the rehearsal that we are doing. And honestly, the Lord has given us a lot of sound. I don't even know where to start recording from, right? So it's still rehearsal, so I can cough. So that so that whatever we do can bless people, right? The voice is gone, but I always like when the Holy Spirit takes over the voice. Even me, I'm amazed. And that's how we should be, right? So for people that always ask questions and questions and questions, who are the people that the singers, they are heavenly. The singers, they are together. These are the guys. Please gift, show them. These are the guys the last maybe 6-7 virtual recordings or thereabout, these are the guys that have been backing up. See their beautiful faces. These are they. why are you both so laughing now? Chibi, we have said that. These are the people, I mean, I've come to love them. They are amazing. And the funny thing is, sometimes even our rehearsals, we pray more than we rehearse the song. Do you know that? We pray more than we rehearse the song. I have been known to not singing with backups, right? When I go minister, because it's either it's there or it's not there, you know? I almost can just by myself, you know? So if backup is going to enter, he has to enter and you say yes, right? And so that's why most times I don't go out with backups. But these people, the virtual recordings with them have been amazing. Juma, can I tell them your name? Okay. Juma Kerr Williams. Why would they like this? Is it, don't spoil this thing for me. Just say your name now.
My name is Princess Subapiki.
My name is Vika Yanni.
Vika Yanni. Are you related to Yanni? Of course not.
I am Nelson Osiri.
My name is Okechukwu Egbomuche.
My name is Stephen Amizrike.
My name is Ime Idorin.
My name is Abigail Basi.
My name is Christopher Jennifer.
These are the voices you hear, right? And these people, they are ministers, they are worshippers, and they're all right. Because every time they come, I tell them, don't come and think, you know, back up. You're a minister of God. You carry the power of God. And these ones do. So I always ask them for their spirit. I always ask them for the, you know, their anointing. I like good vocals, yes, but I need the anointing more than the good vocals, because the anointing breaks the yoke, not the good vocals. So I always see them as who they are. They are psalmists. They are ministers of God. They are oracles of God. They carry the power of God. And so it's not a coincidence the way we sound at the end of the day. And I love that they bring their heart to it. So they are ministers and they are all right. And anytime soon, you will see them glorify Jesus on their own, because that's the whole lessons, right? So, and I love them. I hope you guys know I love you.
I love you so much.
I love you guys. Thank you for every time you come. It's always a blessing with you guys. Thank you. They might not see your face again after this one, right? Because we just, you know, we just do as we do so that Jesus is glorified. But these are the people, and I'm so, so honored to have been working with them. And I love them. This is Faithful. I like that his name is right in front of him. I've told him to stop trying to call himself one Dale Donuts. I don't like that name. This is Faithful. Faithful. I mean, like, imagine they give you a name that's the same with the name of God. That's the one you should put on your head. So that's Faithful. Faithful plays the guitar. Before Faithful, Shagun had worked with me as well. There's Shagun, there is a Carol, there is a George, there is a, remind me, Felix, you know, on the bass. These people had worked with me in most of our recordings. The return recordings, they worked. Who else is there? Did I leave anybody out? No. Right? So this is Victor. If I'm to put the... No, I'll do that later. But this is Victor, right? Victor plays the bass now, and that is easy. Easy. Lazy plays the drums. I love them. They can be stubborn. And sometimes a woman leading men can be a bit of a problem. In our world that they've told us is a man's world. And we don't know how those words affect us, that there's small ego somewhere to just say, But you know, I like Bible. Bible says we are sons of God. Those that are led by the Spirit of God are sons. So me, I'm a son too. So the mindset should shift, right? But they can be stubborn, but they know that I will match their stubbornness. So they bow. We match the stubbornness. You ought to be stubborn. Me self, I've been stubborn from time immemorial. Stubbornness is not a bad thing, by the way. Actually, for you to have some kind of resolve, you have to be stubborn. To say, I'm not going to do what everybody is doing. I'm not going that way. This is how I want to be. And people are trying to tell you, do otherwise. No, this is how I want to be. Right? And you stay on that path. You need some small stubbornness. Right? But I love them. And that's Kayode. Kayode gets all the beatings, if I can use the word. Kayode is not just on the keys. He's also a right-hand man. So he gets all the fire before everybody gets it. Sometimes I laugh when he's going through those moments. I laugh inside of me. And I'll just do like I really don't care. And he's camera shy. Please smile, Lord. I beg you in the name of God. Don't come and stand there like you need. I beg. Kayode. And then there is also please, as we are doing this, help yourself to check this thing so that our ears will not bust. There's also Sam is the last born. So if I call Kayode is the first born, Sam is the last born, Eze is the second born, Faithful is third. Victor is fourth. And Sam is last born. But I have plenty of children. Even now that I'm now pastor, I don't understand it. Pastors, well done. So, honestly, most times our rehearsals are more prayer than rehearsal. But we also do rehearsals. These people understand that it's beyond skill. It is by the Spirit of God. Some things will not shift with skill. Actually, nothing even shifts. It's by the power of God. And you must be intentional to touch the power of God. You must always know that everything we do, I'm not thinking of myself. I'm not thinking of my immediate environment. I'm thinking to the ends of the earth. I don't have to be there. People can be touched in their rooms. And that's been the testimonies. People can be transformed, get saved, you know, recover, healed. Because it's not us. It is the Spirit in us. The Spirit doesn't have limitations. It can handle billions of people at once. That's the Spirit. And that's why how I like to operate. One of my favorite scripture. Who have an idea? Who can? They get it. That's one of my favorite scriptures. There's thank for everything under the sun. If you get it, your life will be in order. It's just time for everything under the sun. Don't try to. When we play, we play. We pray, we pray. We fast, we fast. We are singing, we are singing. We are dancing, there is just time for everything. And it is wisdom to be able to give each time what it deserves. It's wisdom. So this is what our rehearsals look like. The only different thing is that we don't stand like this. Maybe we sit down. Sometimes we actually stand, you know. But we just enjoy God. Sometimes our rehearsals go for 6 hours. We are praying. I'm sure if these guys could actually... I know they love me. You know, something can be hard. But then you have to pray. And somehow, me, I get strength by the Holy Spirit. So they don't understand. Sometimes it's almost like... they know we have been praying for. We need to pray. What do you want to do if you don't pray? So, we'll just bless you with one song. You know, in the midst of chaos, there is a peace that surpasses understanding. This thing is real. The Bible we read is real. We're saying yesterday that you don't know the worth of peace until you lose peace. Because of how you have peace, you think it is common. When you don't have peace, that's when you will understand the cost of peace. That's when you know that no amount of money can buy it. It is not the type the world gives. Peace is a person. His name is Jesus. Is not a thing, it's a person. He's Jesus. When he's revealed to you, you suddenly find peace. And everything around you is in chaos, but you have peace. They said something just happened, but you have peace. Or like they said of my mom last Monday, her blood pressure 245 over 145. And they were predicting strokes and heart attack and stuff. She's very okay now. Honestly, when we were talking about the strokes, I mean, doctors will always say what they should say. Anyways, and we're talking about it and going on, I was almost getting scared. And that same minute, I held P and I said, hey, let's just pray. I don't like this kind of thing. And we just held hands and prayed. I said, no stroke, nothing. She's a wonder. She's a testimony. Even the doctors cannot believe it. This thing we do is real. There is no other way. Don't be deceived. Get used to it. Know this truth and know peace. Honestly. When you have this truth, you know peace. You are not bothered about... If God cannot save me, nobody can. All right? If God can save us, nobody can save us. So, you know, we don't do any drama to pray in tongues. It's normal. It's your language. So there's no need to want to say... You know, there's some people when they say pray in tongues, they go, Then they adjust their shirt. They say talk. They simply say talk when they say pray in tongues. So if you have a language, it's like telling a Frenchman, asking him, what's your name? And he says, I'm sure you say, what is wrong with you? So we don't do drama to pray in tongues because that's our language. So can you just... speak your language. We are not shy about it. Herano shate parando satea. Herabae sadado sae. Heranano satea leka. Oh, na na ka
In the kitchen, you can anytime.